Praise be to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. What a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. It seems people like sitting at the back in all the churches. Praise the Lord. Please move closer to there, to where the anointing is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Draw closer unto the Lord. Draw closer to the altar. Praise be to Jesus. These seats are not reserved. Are they reserved for people? Yeah, just come and occupy your seat in the best place here in front. Come close. I want to see your beautiful faces. Hallelujah. And as you're coming closer, I want to wish all the men happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, fathers. The fathers and the fathers-to-be. Glory be to Jesus. And to the Most High God, our Father, our Creator, oh, our Daddy, we just want to thank you because you are our Father and you've never been tired of us. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. That was a powerful worship service. I'm glad I was able to make it for the service. And I'm Dr. Grace, the Bishop of Amazing Grace International Ministries. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I love Jesus as my personal Savior. Yes, I have met your pastors before, but it's been a while since I came to Dallas. The last time I was here in Dallas was almost 7 years ago when I had come for, is it 7 years yet? When Sister Jane Sina went home to be with the Lord. Yeah, that was the last time I was here in Dallas. And I thank God that there is Empowerment Christian Church. That is why I was able to come today. Glory to God. To bring me back to Dallas so that I can come and celebrate our God in this place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We live in Virginia, but we normally say we live in Washington, D.C. because we use Washington Airport. Praise the Lord. So that is where we live and we thank God. Above that, I'm celebrating this year. I'll be celebrating 35 years in marriage. Praise the Lord. So I've been married for 34 years. And at the end, by the end of this year, I'll be 35 in marriage. I've celebrated being 33 going to 34. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm a grandmother of two. A proud grandmother of two. Praise the Lord. So we are praising God and thanking God for what he's doing. If you continue waiting upon the Lord, serving him, you will not grow old. Hallelujah. Ministry kicks age away. Praise the Lord. You don't age. You just continue becoming younger in the presence of God. Praise the Lord. That is a blessing. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to come and celebrate with you and even meet our old time friend, Brother Julius. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They have been our friends, and we worked together at Deliverance Church. Zimmerman, where I was the principal, taking care of children. Praise the Lord. And I know God is going to use him here in the children's ministry. The work we began in Zimmerman, my brother, it is not over. Glory be to Jesus. So I came so that we can begin what we started, and we continue so that we can have what God called us to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I believe it's going to be fulfilled through ECC. Glory to Jesus. Because great things are going to happen. What a blessing to be in the presence of God and to know when God speaks, he has to fulfill. When God calls you and gives you an assignment, that assignment has to be done. Praise the Lord. It does not matter how long it's going to take, but it is going to be done. Glory to Jesus. As I bring the word, because you know the scripture that is guiding us today, it is Isaiah chapter 54 verse 2. Glory to Jesus. As we are going to get into that scripture this morning, I want us to worship the Lord with just one or two verses of this song that I love so much. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Where is the keyboardist? We worship you, we worship you, We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, everybody. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you, Jesus. We adore you. We adore you. We adore you, Jesus. We adore you. We adore you. We adore you, Jesus. We celebrate you. We celebrate you. We celebrate you, Jesus. We celebrate you. We celebrate you. We celebrate you, Jesus. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you, Jesus. Just give him a good hand clap of praise to honor the King of Kings, the great I am. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may take your miracle seat as we continue in sharing the word of God. In Isaiah 54 verse 2 and verse 3, it says, enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stocks. Praise the Lord. Let's continue with verse 3. Verse 3 says, for you will spread abroad to the right and to the left. Did you hear what the Bible says? I did not say that. The Bible is the one that is saying. I want to repeat that. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left. And your offspring will possess the nations. And will people the desolate cities. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Hallelujah. For thou shalt spread abroad on the right. Can you lift up your right hand? You are going to spread. Can you stretch it and move it to the other side? Can you say, I am stretching to the right? You are not stretching. You better stretch until you feel. You know, when you're talking about stretching, glory be to Jesus. Can you try stretching, reaching to that wall? Glory be to Jesus. The Bible is saying, for thou shalt spread abroad. Glory be to Jesus. When you're talking about abroad, you're talking about over the sea. You are talking about moving to another place. You are talking about going farther than where you've ever imagined. I am talking about that God brought me in with this message in this place. That you are spreading. Glory be to Jesus. I know people are comfortable where they are. There are people who are wondering, why are you asking us to move? Why are you asking us to go to another place and yet you still have room in this place? I want to let you know that the people that God is bringing, the people that God has given you to empower, glory be to Jesus, you have not even seen what God wants to do in this ministry. Glory be to Jesus. Even the pastors themselves, Even if God has given them this vision, they do not know yet what God wants to do with this ministry. The Bible is telling us, you shall spread abroad. That is why you're being told at this time in verse 2, don't go back there, let's remain here. It is telling us, enlarge the place of your tents. Praise it to Jesus. The good thing about tents, they are stretchable. Praise the Lord. The good thing about tents, they can be rolled. The good thing about tents, you can do whatever you want with them. Praise the Lord. And that is why God is telling you, prepare the room. Make it large. Because God is about to give you the power to expand. God is giving you the power to stretch. Praise the Lord. Yes, you people want to be comfortable. That is why they want to build things that are permanent. People want permanent things because they don't want to keep on being moved. I am here to let you know our God does not work like that. Our God is a God that is moving. Our God is working with people that are moving. Praise it to Jesus. That is why the God is calling the church. When you go back into verse 1, he is calling the church her. He is calling her. He is calling the church a she. Because he is talking about growing and moving. Praise the Lord. Expanding. If there are people who change in shape, are the women. Praise it to Jesus. Women change. Glory be to Jesus. A man can stay as he is for a long time. But women, glory be to Jesus, we change. Praise it to Jesus. Come to the body size, body wise, come to your moods, they change. That is what I'm talking about. That is why God is referring to the church as she. Because he knows what the church is made of. He knows the kind of hormones. Glory be to Jesus. He knows the DNA of the church. Praise it to Jesus. And that is why he's telling us, I am telling you right now, enlarge that place of your tent. Let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise it to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitations. Because when you are wherever you are staying, I want to let you know, make room. Make room. There is something God is about to do. Glory be to Jesus. You are told to make room because God, when God is telling you to do it, because he knows he's going to be the one coming to fill. This place, you came and rented the place of your size. But God is giving you his size. And he says, he's telling you, I am not only asking you to expand and go abroad. I am telling you, I want you to look and stretch forth and reach out to the right. And then I'm asking you to lift up your left hand. I want you to stretch your left hand and try to reach that wall. Can you stretch now? Glory be to Jesus. Tell the Lord, I am processing the left and I'm possessing my right. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And you are moving and moving. You're going to occupy each and every place wherever your hand can reach. Glory be to Jesus. Wherever your hand can reach on this other side, wherever it can reach. Glory be to you. You are being asked to stretch. Glory be to Jesus. And where your eye can see, you stretch so that God is going to do what he has always longed to do. Praise be to Jesus. And he's saying, spare not, lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stack. Let's go. Stay on verse 3. That is where the whole juice is. He says, for thou shalt spread abroad on the right hand and on the left, and thy seeds shall possess the nations. Praise the Lord. Thy seed shall possess the nations. God is asking you to stretch because he knows he has given you a seed, and your seed has got a potential of not only one area, not only one kind of a people, but your seed is capable of reaching and transforming people that do not know your language, people that do not know how you think, people that do not know how to do things. Your seed is going to reach them, is going to reach where they are. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. That is why our children, they don't know the difference between white and black. Glory be to Jesus. They do not know, because our seed has been given the potential of reaching to people whom we know we cannot reach. People we cannot mix. People you see and you walk away from them. Our children, they are going to reach them because they have the potential. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But this is going to happen if you're going to expand the place where you're in. If you're going to stretch your tent, that is when it is going to happen. Why? Because our children, as whom God has given unto us to possess the nation, as you stretch, God is helping all those nations to come into us. Our children are getting them and bringing them in. Praise it to Jesus. Hallelujah. When I'm talking about the seed, I'm talking about your seed of your womb and your spiritual seed. Praise it to Jesus. And make the desolate cities to be inhabited. There are places right now, there are churches that have been locked because they don't have people. There are churches that have been turned into something else. Thank God you turned this place to be a church. Praise it to Jesus. And that is what is going to happen. We are going to turn each and every place. Places we never imagined they can be occupied. Places we don't imagine that they can become church. They are going to be turned around into a church. Glory be to Jesus. I am here to encourage you, pastors. The Lord has a place for you. A place you never even imagine. A place where people will be told that you people, you are occupying that place, and they will not even believe. They will wonder, how did it happen? And how come you are... Some will even complain. Some even complain because, why, how come you're taking such a place that is not even an altar? God is saying, I am giving you places. They do not belong to them. They belong to us. These buildings, let me tell you, I was so happy when one of our churches, they bought a temple, an Indian temple. And they turned it into a house of worship. And now it is one of the largest, beautiful churches in Nairobi, Kenya. Praise the Lord. But people talked. But you know what? I like the heart of these pastors. They said, it belongs to us. Nothing was allowed to be given to the enemy. Everything that is on this land, on this planet, it belongs to our God. And we have been given an opportunity and the power. We have the potential to go and reach out and get it. Glory to God. But how are we going to reach it? Praise the Lord. God is telling us, I want you to look at verse, let's move on to verse 8. In overflowing anger for a moment, I hid my face from you, but with everlasting love, I will compass on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Then he continues to say in verse 9, this is like the day of Noah to me, as I swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, as I have sworn that I will not be angry with you and will not rebuke you. Glory be to Jesus. There has been a time when God has had his anger upon the earth because people decided they are not going to do what they are supposed to do. There is a time when God was in this nation, praise the Lord. There's a time when God was here. And even they sent missionaries all over the world and we were given the Bibles. Praise it to Jesus. We were given the Bibles. The nations were transformed by that Bible that came from this nation. Nation, that is why we are here. Because of the Bible that was brought to us. In different nations, glory be to Jesus. That Bible is the one that has transformed the nation. It has changed us, glory to God. It has given us power. It has given us prosperity, that Bible. It has taught us to walk in holiness. It has taught us righteousness, the Bible. Glory to Jesus. But then what happened when it was sent to us? It is like it was sent away and never to come back. But praise be to Jesus, they planted a seed that is coming back to them. And it is coming back to them, hallelujah, in a powerful way than they brought it to us. Glory to Jesus. Kick out God out of a nation. God, if you kick him out, where you take him, he's coming back full force. Praise it to Jesus.
you sow, you're going to reap. They kicked God and brought him to us. And now he is coming here full force. Praise it to Jesus. It does not matter what is going to happen. The enemy is not winning because our God is on the throne. They sowed the seeds. And that seed, hallelujah, we are the fruit of that seed. The fruit of the seed of that word that was brought all the way to us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And now I celebrate and I enjoy when I am preaching this word, because when I was receiving it, I received it with gladness. Praise it to Jesus, and admired the people who brought it. And we received the prophets of God as they brought this word. We enjoyed the prophets of God. And let me tell you, our lives will never be the same. Now, because we were given, to whom much is given. Hallelujah. Much is required. And that is why we are not going to remain the way we are. That is where we got to expand. That is where we got to prepare the ground. Glory be to Jesus. There is a revival that is coming in this nation. If, let me tell you, the signs of revival are showing. If there is a time when there is going to be revival, the revival that is going to break in this nation, it is a revival you've never heard of. It is unimaginable the things that God is going to do. Praise it to Jesus. Kill one, God brings in a million. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Get rid of one, God wins a million or even 2 million. Hallelujah. Because the blood of Jesus Christ, it was enough to bring forth the 7 billion that are in this nation, that are in this world. The 7 billion, they don't need any more blood. That blood was final. It was poured to bring forth the nations. And the nations are coming in because we have a seed that God has given us, which has potential to bring in. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. I remember very well one of the bishops in Kenya. He kept on telling us, God gave him a vision that anytime if he buys 10 chairs in his church, praise be to Jesus, if he buys 10 chairs, the following Sunday, God will bring in 100 people. So that means he has got 90 people who don't have seats on Sunday, the following Sunday. Then now he'll go ahead and buy for those 90 and add another 10. And God will bring in even more. Right now he's building a 30,000 seat cathedral. Glory be to Jesus. And that time when he was talking about God speaking to him, telling him, every time if you buy me one chair, I am bringing in 10 people. Praise the Lord. Those were many years ago. And that time he had about a congregation of about 500 people. Praise the Lord. No, in Africa, 500 is a small number. Praise the Lord. 500 people. And then now he has got no choice because he has got about 5 services on Sunday. Praise be to Jesus. Having about a 5,000 seat church, and he has to have 5 services on Sunday. Can you imagine preaching from morning 6 a.m. your first service until evening? Glory be to Jesus. What is God telling us? That there is something that God is about to do in this body. There is no place I have stepped and that church remains the same. Glory be to Jesus. There is no place God has taken me and it remains the same. If I'm taking care of a church in the Middle East and the church is big, I'm not talking about a 500 people church in the Middle East in Qatar. If it is there, if it is happening, I don't see how it's not going to happen in Dallas. I declare it is going to happen. And it is not going to be hundreds, but I am speaking thousands are coming in because the seed that God has given us, it has potential. That is why God is telling us, prepare the place. Enlarge the place. Praise it to Jesus. He continues to say, remember, because of that anger, the anger because people drove away God out of this nation. But he is saying, ha, glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. This is like the days of Noah to me, and as I swore that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth. So I have sworn that I will not be angry with you and will not rebuke you. Glory be to Jesus. Why isn't God going to rebuke you? Because you are ready. You are ready to expand. You are ready to grow. You are ready to see God move. You are ready to see God use your seed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is, and then he says, for the mountains may depart and the hills be moved, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Praise the Lord. O afflicted ones, storms tossed and not comforted, behold, I will set your stones in wait, let me see how it reads on that. Okay, it says, O afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will set thy stones in fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires. This is God saying, the building that is giving you, the church is going to be like this. Glory be to Jesus. Things have happened until we don't know who is going to comfort us. Praise the Lord. Whatever is happening to the church right now, nobody can comfort the church apart from God. Praise the Lord. No words are enough to comfort the church right now. Nothing is enough. Nobody can do it. Only God. And God is coming forth with this word of comfort to the church today. He is saying, oh, thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted. Yes, you cannot be comforted. Behold, I will set thy stones in fair colors. Glory be to Jesus. When you're talking about stones of fair colors, glory be to Jesus. The church of Jesus Christ is built with stones that are alive. Praise the Lord. Stones that are alive and stones that are of fair colors. Praise be to Jesus. That is when you look at one another, you admire everyone. You'll admire everybody that God is bringing in our midst. You'll admire everybody. Glory be to Jesus. Because this is how the church is going to look like. It is going to have fair colors. Beautiful colors. Glory be to Jesus. And lay thy foundations with sapphire. Praise the Lord. We are talking about our sons. Those ones we think they're unreachable. Because our members are out there. They're unreachable. They do not know what they need to do. They don't know. They don't know right from left. They don't know the right thing from the wrong thing. Praise the Lord. Our sons and daughters, they're out there. They don't know anything. Glory be to Jesus. That is why they're doing awkward things, because they do not know. But God, he is going to use those stones that are dead out there, they're going to be alive. And they're going to be alive and beautiful and powerful, that God is going to use them for the foundation. The foundation of the church that is going to come forth in these last days, it is going to be the most glorious church, because it will have a foundation of a people we never imagined they can get born again. We never imagined we can reach them. Glory be to Jesus. Right now, do you know what is happening in Carolina? Praise be to Jesus. There are hearts that are being reached. Hearts who never have reached. People who never have talked to. They are coming to Jesus Christ. I was watching one of them on CNN. And he was saying, oh my God, I am amazed. Because these people, even what we have done to them, oh my God, they are talking of forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. And his tears were rolling. Someone that is hard. The hardest person I've ever known. But tears were rolling as he was talking about the forgiveness.
That is what is going to happen. We are going to reach stones that are dead, that are hard, hearts that are so difficult. They are coming to Jesus. And they're coming, they're going to be the foundation. The foundation that is unshakable. Sapphire. Hallelujah. Made of sapphire. Glory be to Jesus. Let's go on with verse 13. And I will make thy pinnacles of rubies and thy gates of carbuncles and all thy boulder of precious stones. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever the highest place, the highest thing is going to be glorious. Praise be to Jesus. Of this building that God is building, and even the gates, they are going to be powerful. Glory be to Jesus. Anyone that has got another translation, because it's saying, I will set your stones in antimony and lay your foundation with sapphires, and I will make your pinnacles of agates, your gates of carbuncles, and all your wall of precious stones. Every place, everything of this building, God is talking about things that some of them we've never heard of. You don't even know how they look like. You can't even pronounce what God is bringing forth, because he's bringing things that are new. We've never even heard, we've never even seen. People we've never even imagined, they are there. People who have done things you've never even heard, they are coming into the kingdom of God. And God is transforming them, using them powerfully. Hallelujah. CNN will be having, religious services. And when you talk about religious services, you're going to have Christian service in that channel. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll be having Jesus preached in CNN. Praise be to Jesus. That is what you're talking about. These great things that God is talking about. The pinnacles, the doors, the towers. I will make your towers of rubies. Glory be to Jesus. Your doors, glory be to Jesus. They are going to be beautiful and strong. Glory be to Jesus. Your walls round you will be of all sorts of beautiful stones. When you look at the walls, the protection, you will not fear, because there is protection all around us. Glory be to Jesus. The walls are great. They are beautiful. You look at the wall, it is beautiful. Praise be to Jesus. The presence of God is all around us, because everybody is worshiping the Lord. We will not fear coming to church. The devil thought there will be fear going to church, but he has given us strength of going to church even more. Praise be to Jesus. Going to church, nobody will be afraid of going to church. We would want to go to church and be there. Hallelujah. Where the presence of God is. Verse 13, it says, this is great, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. No mother, no father will teach their children hatred, will teach their children a lie, because God is the one who is going to teach our children. The children of America belong to God. Let me say it again. The children of America, they do not belong to anybody. They belong to God. And that is why God is going to teach them. Praise be to Jesus. That out of those children, glory be to Jesus, as they rise up, praise the Lord, they join the army and they are born again, and nothing can change them. Whoever that is the leader, he is born again. The commander, lieutenant commander, he is born again, loving God with all his heart, and nothing can change him. That if they want to sack anyone that is religious, they have to sack everybody. Because the whole of the entire of American army is going to be Christian. Praise it to Jesus. Be glad that this is the place I came to prophesy this. And these are the things you're going to see. I am saying these are the things you're going to see. Our policemen will be born again in this nation. I'm not talking about Africa. I'm talking about here. I'm talking about this nation. That's why God brought you here to hear this today. That our policemen will be born again. That if you want to sack anybody, you'll be sacking the whole thing. Everybody. And you have no police. Because all of them will be born again. There'll be no place to escape. No one is going to escape what God is about to do in this country. Can you be glad that God wants to use you so that he can do great and mighty things in this country? He wants to use you to do glorious things in this nation. And great shall be the peace of thy children. Our children will be talking about peace. They'll be living in peace and in harmony in this country. There'll be no fear. They will love one another. They will enjoy one another. They will desire to be with one another because there will be peace in this nation. Praise the Lord. And then the Bible continues to say in verse 14, in righteousness, hallelujah, in righteousness you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, far, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Praise the Lord. There has been terror everywhere. As people walk, you're wondering, where is the next shot coming from? Praise be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. So this time, I could not even pay school fees for them, for these kids. I couldn't pay school fees. And they were all being sent home. Because of lack of school. They are orphans. It's not the fruit of my womb. It's the fruit of my spiritual womb. Mine have raised, married, and given me grandchildren. But now these ones, they are spiritual. I cannot kick them out of my life. And now I cannot afford to have them in school. So it is a disgrace, even into the kingdom of God. Because these are God's children and I pay school fees. Let me tell you, I told God, if you win this battle now, this time, I have to raise you another altar. And every time I have difficulties, I know there's an altar that is suffering somewhere that needs to be raised, need to be purified, so that the glory of God can come down. Or there's an altar that has lost the glory. So this time I went also into another place. For me, I go into those remote places. When I go to Kenya 4 times a year. But I go to remote places. I tell them, in America, I preach on carpets. I don't have to preach on carpet in Kenya. Glory to God. I want to go into those remote places where it will be a blessing. They will feel honored to have a servant of God and a bishop going into their church. As I go into this place, the vehicle cannot even reach where the church is. I'm talking about those places where they almost tell you to sit on a motorbike so that they can get you there. Praise it to Jesus. Anybody that is connecting have seen such a place, or you have forgotten you came from such a place. Praise the Lord. You are told now, this vehicle, you either walk and it is about 5 miles from here, or you sit on a motorbike so that the motorbike can maneuver. So I get there and you see the church also is in shambles. There's no way. Nobody would want to come to a place. They are living in good houses. How would they go into such a place? So we go again. We raise an altar there and dedicate it unto the Lord. And God gives us a breakthrough that now my school fees of my kids is paid. Praise be to Jesus. People have given themselves to be paying school fees. Glory be to Jesus. There's one person is paying for one of the kids in high school from Geneva. Another one, two of them from here are paying school fees for 2 kids. Praise the Lord. That is what God is doing, performing miracles in the lives of those children. So what am I saying? For you to be taken to another level, you have to be willing to sacrifice. You have to be ready for you, for your children, for our children not to go through the battles we are going through. We have to make sure that all is well during our times.
We have to make sure that we are blocking every hole, anything, any opening. We have blocked it so that the enemy doesn't have any room. Praise the Lord. So that our children can now enjoy. So Isaac, he's now enjoying himself because the battles have been won. The altars have been built by his father. In Genesis chapter 20, verse 17, it says, "And Isaac departed thence and encamped in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there." Verse 18. Praise the Lord. "And Isaac dug again the wells of water that had been dug in the days of Abraham his father, which the Philistines had stopped after the death of Abraham. And he gave them the names that his father had given them." Praise it to Jesus. Do we have a legacy we are leaving behind for our children? The only way we are going to leave a legacy, it is when we raise God an altar. Praise it to Jesus. And have names of those altars so that when our children rise up, they know there's an altar our parents raised, and it is by this name. It is by ECC. And we got to find out where that altar is. We raise it. Glory be to Jesus. We dig that hole so that people can start drinking again. Hallelujah. Get connected. "But then when Isaac's servant dug in the valley and found there a well of spring water, the headsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's headmen, saying," hallelujah, what did they say? "The water is ours." So he called the name of the well Esek, because they contended with him. Then they dug, and listen, as we dig the wells, glory be to Jesus. When we dig the well, if there is no contention, praise be to Jesus, it is not attracting. When we dig the wells, they will attract everybody. Glory be to Jesus. They will attract even people you never imagined can come. They will come to draw, because when there's a well, there is water. There is life. They would want to come. Praise be to Jesus. And it will attract everybody, even those ones who want to come and fight. Fighters will come. But now, Isaac was not a fighter. Praise the Lord. The children we are raising, they are not fighters. Glory to Jesus. That is why we got to be ready that when they see battles, they know how what to do. Now Isaac, he's not the man of fighting of our well, of fighting of our church. He can go elsewhere. Glory be to Jesus. And dig another well, because he has potential. He has potential for prosperity, so he's not staying in one place. So what happens? We are told, so they called it Esek, because, you know, they contended over it. "Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that also. So he called it Sitna. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it." The problem we have is when we hear quarrels and contentions, we stop. Yeah, I had given up myself. Oh, I didn't want to do it. There are battles you feel you don't want to fight. You want just to walk away from them. Praise the Lord. So this time, Isaac, yes, he doesn't fight. He walks away, but he goes and digs another well. The problem will be you walk away and you don't dig a well. You walk away and you don't build an altar. You walk away and you're not connected to any altar. That is when you fail. So Isaac continues and he builds, and we are told, "And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, saying, 'For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land.'" Glory to Jesus. A season has come. A season has come for this church. A season has come for ECC. Praise the Lord. And what is God is saying? The time has come. And because God is giving us that well where there is no contention. Because contention comes when people cannot afford. You are getting into a place, a larger place, where we'll afford. Where we'll own. Glory be to Jesus. Where we are going to own, nobody is going to come and kick us. Because here, if you don't pay, you'll be kicked out. Praise it to Jesus. But now we are going to a place where we will not even have debt. Pastor, I want to tell you, don't be afraid that there's going to be debt in this ministry. God is taking his church into a season where there will be no debt. The times we are living in, we are talking about prosperity. There is nowhere we are being told. When Isaac got Rehoboth, he was in debt. He never owed anybody anything. And that is where we are getting into. And how did he get into this? It is by faith. He believed God that, yes, there has been contention here. Let me leave it. He did not say, my men, I paid them to dig the wells. It cost me a lot and I've left it. And now where is the money going to come from? He believed in his God. And believing in his God, he knew that this God, he's going to still give me something else. And when he gives me, I am going to be prosperous. Then he's now calling that one Rehoboth. And he said, for now, the Lord had made room for us. Room where our children will enjoy. Room where we have our own building. Not only our building, we have our school. Not just a school, we have our own swimming pool. We have our own gymnasium, our own stadium. That is what I'm talking about. We have our own park. Our children can go play in their own because God has made room for us. Our children are going to enjoy because there is room. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. How many want to own their own stadium? Praise it to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Who said the stadiums are ours? One of my sons that I taught in Sunday school. He's here in the U.S. having one of the big churches. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Having one of the big churches in this country, I taught him, was a little kid in Sunday school. Praise the Lord, Brother Julius. One of our kids, I'll tell you who he is after the service. Praise be to Jesus. You'll be amazed, our kid. So this kid, when after teaching him in Sunday school, now he's grown and he's now in the U.S. and pastoring a church, a big church. Glory to God. Using all the modern facilities, what I could not use when I was teaching them in Sunday school in a wooden classroom, and the floor was not even cemented. The floor was just earth floor. Glory to Jesus. It was all dirt. But praise God, he's now using the modern technology I sometimes see what he's preaching online, and I am amazed. This was a little baby that I ministered to. So he told me, Mom, now I'm in trouble. I say, oh my God, with the government? Because anytime you hear I'm in trouble, are you in trouble with the police? No. What's the problem? Now, the place we are in is small. People are standing and you know it's not allowed. You know, America, you cannot stand. In Africa, we stand in church. You don't care. You have as many people. We don't have control. The buildings, as many people as can come in, the more they come, they sit here in front. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come, we keep on moving the chairs until you come here. Praise be to Jesus. And then when there's an overflow, you can even stand outside or even stand along the walls. In the middle here, you'll be having people. Praise the Lord. We don't have an issue with how many people you can have in there. But you as a pastor, you have to make sure you get room. Because people cannot continue standing. So he tells me now here you cannot allow people to stand in church. And even the parking lot, we have more cars than the parking. My child, I told him now, listen, move to another building. So he moved into that other building and they expand that building until they could not expand anymore. Then he tells me, now tell me, what am I going to do? Because right now we have moved. We cannot even demolish anymore. We've gone to the end of the building. And the parking lot is still too much. Too small. Told him, now listen, son. Go to the stadium. Praise be to Jesus. The stadiums in America were for my sons. Praise the Lord. The stadiums in America were built for my seeds. That is what I told him. Now they are getting ready. They are trying to see how they can move into a stadium. I'm talking about a young Kenyan boy that I taught in class, earth and floor. I am declaring, if my son, a little boy, is getting ready to go to a stadium. I am declaring this to ECC. All the stadiums in Dallas, they belong to you. It is now you start walking around the stadiums and declaring that this God you've given to our seed is going to occupy this. It is ours in Jesus' name. It is not taking long now because Christ is about to come. And all this that has been spoken, it has to be accomplished before he's coming. Everything that God is declaring today is yours. And that is why I came at this moment, because you're getting ready to own your own stadium, your own parks, all the buildings that you can have, all the buildings, even the hotels, they belong to you in Jesus' name. Praise be to Jesus. There has to be room. And then already he knew that we shall be fruitful in the land. We are going to be fruitful. Whether the devil likes it or not, we will be fruitful in Jesus' name. He continues to say that is in from there he went up to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him and says the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, your father. Fear not, for I am with you and will bless you and multiply your offspring for my servant Abraham's sake. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The well diggers are the ones who will be able to attract even the voice of God. They'll be able to attract. You know, when you are not comfortable, you know that you don't have room. Sometimes you are not able to hear the voice of God. God is speaking. He's always speaking. But there are times you don't hear. But now I'm here to tell you, as I conclude, that as God is giving you Rehoboth, as God is giving you this large room, you are going to hear the voice. God is going to tell you exactly what he told you. He will tell you the purpose of this church and what he wants you to accomplish. And you'll not be afraid. As we conclude, he says, and he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And Isaac's servants dug a well. Praise the Lord. When Abimelech went to him from Gerar with Ahuzah, his advisor, and Pico, the commander of his army, Isaac said to them, why have you come to me, seeing that you hate me and have sent me away from you? Praise the Lord. But what is he saying? They said, we see plainly that the Lord has been with you. So we said, let there be a sworn pact between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, just as we have not touched you and have done to you nothing but good and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord. So he made them a feast and they ate and drank. Glory be to Jesus. A time is coming. We are going to have feasts. How do you have feasts when you don't have your own place? You will be able to have feasts to celebrate as you have your own place. Glory be to Jesus. And all are coming to celebrate with you. Because the time of celebration, everybody is available. Glory to Jesus. Time for building, people are not available. Time for digging the wells, people are not available. But time for feasting, people are coming. Glory be to Jesus. And when you're talking about feasting, not feasting just one day, it is feasting day in and day out. Because we have seen the greatness of the Lord. We have multiplied, we have prospered, we have owned, and God is being glorified in our lives. God is adding to us numbers, not ones, not tens, not thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, to the glory and honor of the Lord. Recently, I got connected with one of my sons, also my Sunday school kid. Praise the Lord. He has a 4,000-seater church in Kenya. I'm talking about a 30-year-old boy. Praise the Lord. He's not a boy now because he's married. He has kids. Praise the Lord. But he's still my baby. He's still my baby because I taught him in Sunday school. Glory to God.
4,000 members. That is what God has given him as young as he is. Praise the Lord. And I was there before coming. That was the last church I ministered in. And it is interesting. His church is built across. Opposite is a mosque. And no one, the sheikhs, cannot dare to look at him or point a finger at him. Nobody can talk about him. They are afraid of him. They go to his office because they don't want to be seen in church. They go to his office and they want prayer because they know that his God answers prayer. They give their lives to Jesus there secretly, but he cannot bring them here in front to confess because they'll be killed. So what am I saying? That a time has come when time of feasting. You are coming to that time. Digging wells and building altars is not an easy job, but God is making it easy and possible for you. If he has made it for my sons, he's going to make it here. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'll be coming here as a mother, coming to enjoy and seeing the glory of God, seeing God doing mighty and wonderful things. Hallelujah. I might not have much to give you, but I have the word of God that will prosper you. I have the word of God that will take you from one level to the other because I have seen the mighty things of God. In the afternoon, I'll be able to give you more testimonies of what God is doing in my life as I continue to obey and building him altars and digging wells. Glory be to Jesus. My sons are not going to be in trouble. My son that is in Kenya with 4,000 members, he told me now, actually when I went there, I told him now, listen, there is a prophetic word that came upon one of the servants in Kenya. But he died before the fulfillment of that word. And I was among those people who are praying for him to resurrect. I know those ones who are from Kenya, they know who I'm talking about. Praise it to Jesus. I was among those people. The reason why I wanted him to resurrect it is because there is a prophetic word and I wanted to see it fulfilled. Because he was going to build a church in the sky. I wanted to see how this church in the sky looks like. Glory be to Jesus. And when I landed in this church, when I was on this pulpit, the first thing that God told me, you are going to see the fulfillment of the church that was causing you to call my servant when he's already home. And now, through my son, praise be to Jesus, God is building that church in the sky through this. We are going to see this kind of a church. How it looks like. He kept talking about it. And we thought he was joking. Some people thought he was playing around. But you know what? When a servant of God talk. For me, I mean, I wanted to hear him, this servant of God talk. I wanted to hear him preach. I wanted to hear him prophesy. He really, and I'm waiting for some of the things I heard. Praise the Lord. And this church in the sky. Praise be to Jesus. Oh. I can't wait to dedicate it. Hallelujah. I am going to be part of it. Are you going to be part of it? We are also going to have it here in Dallas. Because EECC is there. It is not just going to be an ordinary church. It is going to enjoy the move of God before his coming. The revival that we've been waiting for. It is going to come through this ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, rise up on your feet so that we can pray. Because we are going to have them come. It's because they have not known where to go. But they are going to come to this place and enjoy the presence of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. You are wonderful, our God. You are glorious, our King. We worship you and we honor you. We celebrate you, our God. We give you praise. We give you glory, our Father. You are mighty, our God. There is none like you, oh God. Oh, Ribashanta Rabosaya. We give you praise. We give you glory. Yeah, Rababashika Ribazan. You are wonderful, Jesus. We thank you for the great things you're doing as we build you the tent, oh God, as we expand, as when we enlarge the place of our dwelling, as we enlarge the place for our tents. My God, we thank you because you're taking over, you're taking charge. Glory, Bashantararabozaya. We thank you, Jesus. You are saying, I want to be part of these movements. The movement that is there, that is almost releasing the wrath of God in this nation. It can only be abolished by another move. And this move, it has to be the move of the righteous ones. It has to be a move of the prophetic ones. People who believe in the prophecies. People who believe that the prophecies are coming to pass. Do you want to be counted among those ones who are going to be in this move? It is not an ordinary move of expanding and enlarging our place for our tents. Yendororoboshi karibasaya raroboshande. Yendororoboshi karibosantororobosaya. The church in the sky has to be built. The church in the sky has to be ours, because it is our season before the coming of Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you and we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you glory and the honor. We give you glory. We give you glory and the honor. Pastors, why don't you take the microphones, please? We give you glory and the honor. We give you glory. We give you glory and the honor. Now we give you glory. We give you glory and the honor. Now we give you glory. We give you glory and the honor. Now we give you glory. We give you glory and the honor. We give you glory. We give you glory and the honor. We give you glory. We give you glory and the honor. And the honor.
We give you glory.
Sing with
we
life.
We give you glory and the honor.
Oh, we give you glory, our Father. We give you glory and the honor.
We give you glory. We give you glory and the honor.
Oh, we give you glory. We give you glory and the honor.
We give you glory.
We give you glory and the honor. Now, before I move into the next session, because we are going to have another session in the afternoon, are you going to be counted with that number that is going to build an altar? An altar that is going to glorify God. We are building our sanctuary in Kenya. We are about to build our sanctuary in Kenya. And before we build that sanctuary in Kenya, I want to sow a seed in this ministry. Glory be to Jesus. I want to sow a seed in this ministry because we want to build God a sanctuary in our ministry. Because our children, the orphans I take care of, they have a church. And the church is growing. They have been evangelizing and people are coming. We don't have room right now. We need room. And so we are in the process of buying land so that we can build God a cathedral. Are you there? You're saying you are going to join me in building, not the altar in Kenya. I'm talking about this altar in Dallas. Who is going to join me? Because I have a seat that I have dedicated to the altar here in Dallas. Because I want, when the blessings are flowing, I want to be connected to this altar. I want to be connected. I want to be my grandchildren. This altar. I want those children that I'm raising in Kenya, I want them to be partakers, because I've told them now, listen, even if you're orphans, you are not the only ones who deserve to be given. You also need to be sowing. And I've told them that some of their money, some of what belongs to them, I will now start sowing it in altars, so that we can now build an altar. And because we want God to do it for us, anyone that is saying, servant of God, I want to stand with you as we build this altar here, the ECC altar. If you don't know what ECC stands for, it's Empowerment Christian Church or Empowerment Christian Center. Where are you? You're saying, I want to be part of this. Yes, I know you are waiting for the fundraising in the afternoon. We haven't taken, I'm not talking about an offering. I'm talking about building, being part of this altar. I have told you what I've gone through. Anytime I go through something, I know there is an altar that is calling out somewhere that needs to be repaired, that needs to be enlarged, needs to be put in order. Are you the one that you want to be counted with those ones? Who want the Empowerment Church, that altar, to be glorious as the Lord would want it to be glorious? Who are you? Come and join me. You don't have to tell us how much or what you are doing right now. It is between you and God. And God is going to do great things. If you are not married, you need a husband. Glory be to Jesus, or a wife. And you need to have children so that they can be partakers of these things we are talking about. If you are married and you don't have children, God has to give you some. It doesn't matter what age. But what I know is our God, if he was able to give Sarah and Abraham a son who was a digger of wells and even a builder of altar, you are going to do it. You're going to be part of it. Not only the seed of the womb, but I'm also talking about the spiritual. The spiritual seed is very important. That is the one that pleases God. You are sowing it for your spiritual seed, so that one day you also be standing on the altar. And when you talk about what your seed is doing in the nations, you'll be talking with a lot of pride and knowing that God has done it, and because you've waited for him faithfully and obeyed him, I am giving you an opportunity. Just come, we pray, because you are taking a step of faith together. It's not that I have it, but that I have so much, because there's so much that I need to do in the ministry, in the kingdom. But this seed, I have said, I am dedicating a seed to this altar. Our ministry seed, so that we can also have our altar in Kenya raised to glorify the Lord. We don't want to struggle building. We want to do it with ease and enjoy as we are doing it. Anyone that would want to stand with me, anyone that would want to stand with God, and believe God will do it together. If you're there, just come and stand with me. We pray together. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. No one is ready to stand with me as we build. We raise an altar for God in Dallas. Jesus. Oh, Rashanta Rabosika Ribazanta. Yeah, Rabashanta Rabosika. Oh, Roboshe Ribazanta Baba. Yandarabosika Ribazanta Rabosike. Ramazika Ribashanta Rabosaya. Yandaraboshe Ribazanta Rabosaya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else that is coming? Yes, I have two people. Come if you are joining them. If you want to be part of this, this is a special one. This one is not for everybody. It is for special people. People that are willing to go where the devil doesn't want people to go. Because if there's something that annoys the devil, it's the altar. Because we have a revelation. We have a revelation that the enemy is defeated in Dallas. We'll not have any more killings in this in Dallas. There'll be no more killings. Oh, Rashanda Rabozika. Anyone that is saying, I want to be part of this move. A move that will demolish what the enemy is trying to do. Aren't you angry to hear a man of 40 years saying, I have been living a lie. I am not a man. I'm no longer a man. A man that has seared a child. A man that is a father. And he's saying that now I'm no longer a man. A woman of 50 years that has given birth to children. And he's saying, I'm no longer a woman. I am a man. Are you here and are you annoyed because of some of these things? Are you feeling something? If you're feeling the altar is out of order, you should be here joining me with Raise God an Altar in Dallas. You should be coming with Raise God an Altar, because when the altars, if the altars that are here in this world today are the ones that our children, those are the ones that will be controlling our own seed. If these are the altars that will be controlling our grandkids, the altars are out of order. We need order. Anybody that is saying, I am tired, I am angry, I want something done, God can use only one person to turn around a nation, to turn around a move. And the move of God, because it's this move that is causing people to say crazy things. It was started by only one person. And now you can stand and say, God, you can count on me. I want to be involved in this move of building you an altar, the church in the sky, that is going to cause people who cannot imagine to come into the kingdom of God. I want to be counted among these people. You are saying, I want to bring this seed. You can bring this seed in the course of 5 months or 6 months. And God is going to do something in your life. If you're giving it in the course of these 6 months, I want to pray for you that God is going to cause you to do it even faster. He is going to supply and cause you to do it faster. In Jesus' name. I'm not asking you to bring it right now, but I'm asking you. You are standing with me because you don't build an altar in one day. We build an altar. Some altars take even years. Some altars take months. We can do it, we can do it, we can do it. Come and stand and believe with me. Come and let's pray together. Come closer, we are praying, we are joining hands. And we are believing God for mighty things. Come closer, the ones that are coming. Rabo Shanda Rabo, you are bringing us already. Thank you, Jesus. Rabo Shanda Rabo, Rabo Bosheka Rababa, Santo Rabo Zika, Inda Rabo Shika, my God. My God, I am declaring this seed that is in the heart of this lady, my father. My God, this is your servant, oh God, Jehovah. She's doing this, not because she has it, but it is out of faith. It is from faith that, my God, Jehovah, she's giving to you. And that's why she's brought her checkbook. My Father, we are calling forth all that she has and bring it multiplied in the name of Jesus Christ. Even what she has purposed to give, my Father, give her more. So that Jehovah Redeemer, her life will not be the same in the name of Jesus. We are receiving it, and you're going to give Pastor your name so that he can help you in prayer. Father, I want to declare, Jehovah, that this checkbook, O King of Glory, my Father, Lord, there will be no lack. There will be multiplication and abundance and overflow in the life of this check in the name of Jesus. Cause people to give. Cause people, my God, to give him. I want to declare the power of God in the life of this man. Lord, is your servant. I'm raising him before you, Jehovah. My God, supply, 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 my Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Receive it in Jesus' name. Give your name to the pastor. And if you can tell him the amount, tell him. Father, I am receiving this seed, oh God. I thank you because, King of Glory, a seed is powerful. It has potential, my God. I receive it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you because there's going to be multiplication and you supply in the name of Jesus Christ. An abundance is flowing in your life and you're going even to give more to the glory and honor of the Lord. Rama Sheke Riba Santa, I didn't pray for you. Father, I want to speak a blessing in the life of this woman of God. I thank you because her life will not be the same. My God, she's giving through faith. I declare, King of Glory, as I raise this hand before you, Lord Jehovah, there will be no lack in her life. There will be an abundance and overflow in the name of Jesus. And whatever she's believing you for, let her receive it now. Heal her, my God. Heal this woman, Jehovah. Heal her, King of Glory. Heal her, Jehovah. Father, I receive this seed in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking multiplication in her life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the power of God is flowing in her life to multiply. Multiply this seed in the name of Jesus. Let her life turn around now. Let her life turn around in the name of Jesus. That King of Glory, what she's believing you for, let it come forth quickly and suddenly in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your power and your anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for this seed. We are receiving this seed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for multiplying this seed. We thank you for your power and your anointing. We thank you for your glory and the flow of God in her life in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what she's believing you for. Thank you, Father, she's believing you for her family. I give you praise for the salvation is coming forth and your power is flowing in her life. My God, I thank you that you're doing a mighty work even in her job, business, in the name of Jesus. To use her for your glory as you multiply this seed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the flow. We give you glory. I want us to join hands right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we are building you an altar. Lord, I thank you because even the people who are out there, my God, I know they are going to be part of this. And I know they are believing with us. As we raise you this altar that is going to have glory and power, we give you praise because, Jehovah, we are not doing it for ourselves, but we are doing it for you, oh God, because we are tired of the move that is here. We are tired of the move that does not glorify you. And right now, Jehovah Redeemer, my God, we are the people that will prevent your wrath from flowing in this nation in the name of Jesus. Don't pour your wrath now, oh God, because you have a people, my God, that are believing you for the altar that will glorify you. We thank you and we give you praise, Jehovah, that Pastor King of Glory will believe with us and will be praying every day. My Father, and praying for us so that, Jehovah Redeemer, what we have purposed to give, my Father, it is going to be available and even available quickly. So that your altar, Jehovah Redeemer, is not going to be in shambles again. But it will be an altar that will be raised to glorify your name. We thank you and we give you glory and give you honor in Jesus' name. Father, I stretch my hands into these other dear people. I speak a special anointing in their lives. I declare the power of God as you continue to use them, even to build this altar, my Father. We thank you for your power and your anointing. We give you praise because you're doing a new thing in their lives. And we honor you, Jesus. For the time has come for us, King of Glory, to be partakers of these great and mighty things that you're doing. We honor you and we give you praise. In Jesus' holy and mighty name. Amen. You are blessed. Praise be to Jesus.